A word for you from 2 Kings chapter 7, verses 3 and 5. Now there were four men who were lepers at the gate of the city, and they said to one another, "Why are we sitting here till we die?" Verse 5. So they arose at twilight to go to the camp of the Syrians, but when they came to the edge of the camp of the Syrians, behold, there was no one there. It goes on to say what actually happened. You see, when these lepers took the first footsteps of faith, God changed those weak, sickly footsteps, as weak as they were, into giant footsteps of faith, and God did the work. It was His grace alone. You see, when you take the first few footsteps that God leads you in, to trust in Him, to seek that which is life, to move away from the city of death, God will reward you richly. Because what God did was to make it sound like these weak steps were the steps of some foreign army that were going to completely annihilate the Syrians. And all of them heard, as it says in verse 6, the sound of chariots and horses, the sound of a great army. And they then said, well, it's obvious the king of Israel has hired a foreign king, perhaps even Egypt's army. And they all fled, even right down to the last of them. And all the food and wealth was left in their tents. It's not that the four men could do it, but they obeyed, and God says later on, they did the right thing. They acted in faith, and so they trusted God, and their very weak footsteps God changed into the mighty footsteps of a foreign army. God is able to take the weakest and the smallest step of obedience and convert it into a mighty miracle. And so when the lepers got there, there was not just enough food in a single tent, but there were thousands of tents. And God used them then to bring the liberation of the whole city of Samaria. And God, by blessing them and their little steps of faith, God was able to use them to bless all His people. I wonder, are you prepared to take just that little step of faith, that which God is requiring of you today? You may see yourself as a leper, so weak, incapable, and yet God is able to do far more abundantly, Ephesians 3:20. He does exceeding abundantly above what we can ask or think.